You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A story now about the FBI and possible racial profiling. It would seem that until recently, part of the training to be an FBI undercover counterterrorism officer involved learning that mainstream Muslims sympathize with terrorists, or that the Prophet Muhammad was a cult leader. According to an FBI chart, you could graph the level of Muslim piety and observance to the likelihood they would commit a violent act. The more observant, the more likely to commit violent acts, according to the FBI chart. Think of Islam, one training document on the shelves at the FBI library at Quantico, Virginia, said, as something like the Death Star in a sci-fi movie. At least that was until recently. The FBI announced yesterday it has purged hundreds of trained documents containing Islamophobic material after an extensive internal review, eliminating teaching materials it said were factually wrong or in poor taste, used stereotypes about Arabs or Muslims, or were imprecise or inaccurate in any way.
We've gone through approximately 160,000 pages of materials that have been used in training in the Bureau over the last 10 years. I mean, far less than 1% of those materials has any inappropriate material in it.
A tiny minority of materials, according to FBI Director Robert Mueller, speaking before a House committee on the investigation and the FBI purges. Spencer Ackerman is national security correspondent for Wired.com. His reporting helped first uncover the existence of these documents. And Maya Berry is executive director of the Arab American Institute. Her organization actually met with FBI Director Mueller yesterday when the announcement was made. Maya and Spencer, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Maya, let's just start with you for a second. Did Mueller sort of settle the matter as far as your organization is concerned in this action and in the meeting yesterday?
The meeting we attended was actually last week on Wednesday. And in terms of settling the matter, I think it's too difficult to do in just one announcement. I think they've made some important advances in acknowledging the problem, in conducting this investigation into their own material, and to issue new guidelines. But there really is a great deal to be done here. And one of the ways that you get a sense of that is, how did we get to understand this problem? And frankly, it's because of the work of Spencer, who you have on the program, and other journalist colleagues like him, who've provided the kind of accountability and oversight by doing FOIAs and investigative work, as opposed to the department itself acknowledging the what exists here. It's a real problem. The things you just cited are very good examples of that.
Maya Berry, of course, pointing out that the trained officers in the FBI who may have been familiar with these materials are already out there in the field right now. So the purge is only part of the problem. So Spencer Ackerman, you just heard there, you've been given credit for bringing a lot of this to light. How far back does it date, and what sort of patterns did you discover in your investigation?
First of all, thank you, Maya, for the kind words. Second, the material, according to the FBI, that they're purging, that they discovered through this investigation, dates back to shortly after 9/11. So we're not talking about a recent trend. We're not even really talking about an accelerated trend, even though we're talking about a statistically small amount by the FBI's count of what counterterrorism material contained. We are talking about a decade-long trend.
Right. But Spencer, what we're not talking about is a bunch of old, obsolete stuff left on
the
shelves from the 1930s. That's what we're not talking about.
That's correct. Basically, since 9/11, as part of the FBI's acceleration of its counterterrorism mission, the creation of an intelligence agency, more or less from scratch, that it hadn't had since the 70s when Congress essentially neutered it, the FBI learned about Islam by apparently presuming the worst, and by presuming that a great deal of American citizens were essentially either proto-terrorists or sympathetic to terrorism or potential risks of terrorism. And the training materials really do talk about that. There was stuff that I found on internal FBI websites that correlate a long-term plan of Muslims in countries where they live that equated peace with the commission of genocide on non-Muslims.
So describe, within the culture of the FBI, do you think this was a strategic issue where a directive from the top basically said, we need to conduct a tactical war against Muslims in the United States, and here are the tools to do it? Or was it tolerating a sense that Muslims were part of the problem emerging with lower echelon agents or certain sort of cadres within the FBI who had this view, and it was simply tolerated by the FBI?
I found no evidence that it was any sort of top-down directive. What it seems more likely is the picture was that a lot of this was out of ignorance institutionally, and the absence of standards for judging what constituted informed and meritorious and accurate views of the relationship between Islam and terrorism, or the non-relationship between Islam and terrorism. A great deal of the problem centers around one FBI intelligence official in particular. The man's name is William Gothrop. He's the man who equated Islam to the Death Star in Star Wars. He's trained a great deal of intelligence analysts. It was his work that was originally brought to my attention. And he still has his job. So wow. I'm very curious to see, even after this review, he still has his job. I'm very curious to see how that impacts the FBI's pledges of reform.
Well, that's where this story goes going forward. Spencer Ackerman is national security correspondent for Wired.com. So, Maya Berry, what does this do to FBI relations with the Arab American community?
Well, unfortunately, this reinforces a very false narrative that our nation is at war with Islam, and as such, millions of its Arab American and American Muslim citizens. And that's really problematic. I mean, I think Spencer's right. This is not a top-down problem. But at the same time, the FBI's inability to sort of address the culture that we're talking about is going to be really what is key moving forward. It's not just an issue of the training that they do at Quantico that friend Spencer's talking about, but there's also an issue of the trainings that they fund at state and local levels. It's the individual trainers we're talking about. This has permeated our country in terms of where these materials are, and they need to address it moving forward is really key. Because they need the engagement of our community. There's no question in that.
Will you concede it's an important first step, Maya?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Maya Berry, executive director of the Arab American Institute. Her organization met with FBI Director Mueller last week. The announcement of a purge of training materials that reflect Islamophobic teaching methods and assumptions. Spencer Ackerman also joined us, national security correspondent for Wired.com. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.